From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Today, some non-tenure track faculty at MU were told that their contracts won't be renewed for the 2018 to 2019 school year due to further budget cuts. I sat down with Ed McKinley, who covers education for the Columbia Missourian. So to start off, could you just describe what was announced this morning?
What was announced this morning in an email from Interim Provost Jim Spain is that there's going to be the news of non-renewals for non-tenure track faculty being passed down by the departments and the deans. Non-tenure track faculty are faculty who obviously are not on track for tenure, but they are in 1 to 3 year contracts that typically end in May, and their contracts are required to be notified 90 days before if they don't intend to renew it. So they had to let them know by today.
Do we know how many people are going to lose their jobs?
We do not have that number yet. We've been asking the MU News Bureau, but the decisions are being made by each of the deans, so that the total number hasn't been compiled yet. But I do know that two non-tenure track faculty from Arts and Science have been notified.
And how does this relate to the budget cuts that have been happening at MU recently?
So it's a direct response to that. So over the summer, about 400 to 500 staff positions were eliminated, with hundreds of people losing their jobs. So right now, there's just not a lot of room to cut staff. So they're looking at non-tenure track faculty. When I spoke to Christian Basie, the Mizzou spokesman, earlier, he was just saying it's been years of near constant budget cuts in the process. So it's really been a direct response to that, as well as enrollment just going steadily down. The net enrollment, as there will be more people graduating this year than there will be freshmen coming in next year, so there will be even less money coming in there, as well as they're looking at maybe a 10% cut from the state legislature. So that'll do a lot of damage.
So who decided that the budget cuts needed to come from non-tenure track faculty?
So the school administration sent down a mandate to each of the units, be it all the divisions, all of the colleges, and all of them were asked to come up with three different plans for budget cuts, depending on the severity, one for 10%, one for 12.5%, and one for 15%. Non-tenure track faculty are one of the most flexible ways to cut funding, because a lot of them are employed on a year-to-year basis. So the decision had to be made by now because they needed 90 days in advance. So it seems like it's just part of the larger piece of budget cuts to be made. But it's also important to remember that it's contingent upon the budget cuts being as bad as they now look like they are. So if things improve, there might be some who are actually end up asked to stay, despite the fact that a lot of them will probably start looking for jobs elsewhere. So it's also important to remember that while staff were hit over the summer and now it's non-tenure track faculty, there have also been reviews top to bottom since President Choi of the UM system took over last year. They did an administrative review where they hired the accounting firm PwC to look for ways to save more money. The Academic Review Task Force came out at the end of January, which looked at dozens of different programs that could be combined or closed. So they're really looking anywhere and everywhere that they can possibly save some money. And now the axe kind of landed on non-tenure track faculty today.
That was the Columbia Missourian's Ed McKinley talking about today's announcement that some non-tenure track faculty's contracts won't be renewed for the next school year at MU. For KBIA and the Columbia Missourian, I'm Erin Schrader.